Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Yud Zayin, Zvachim 17b, pagination is 34. We'll start just below midway on the page. The first word on the line is lo, and then we begin with the two dots regarding a mechuser begadim, a kohen, who was supposed to be wearing certain garments as part of his uniform for particular garments. And he's missing one. And the Mishnah told us that his service, his avoda, would be pasul, invalid. So one of the things that the proper dress of a kohen brings out is that there is a precise method of honoring whatever it is, a very vivid example of this is the way British royalty are dealt with, and the honor guard. Even the buttons have to be very precise, exactly how many millimeters they are from one another. There's a certain uniform. There's a certain precise way that was decided that this is the way that you honor something special. In contrast, for example, Rabbi Emanuel Feldman, famous from Atlanta, writes of an incident on the airplane where he sees a young man pulling a paper bag out of his knapsack, and from the paper bag emerges his tefillin. And that's it. He didn't have any special bag, commonly a velvet bag, something to honor the tefillin. He's storing his tefillin in his paper bag. Now, perhaps he had just gotten them from the sofa and they were new, and we can make up a whole story. But the contrast really struck him that sometimes we're indeed focused on the mitzvah itself, but we don't appreciate the honor and the dignity of the mitzvah. Now, in many mitzvahs, it's a nice thing, but it's not absolutely binding. You could still be yotze the mitzvah of tefillin as long as you did the mitzvah of tefillin. But over here, even if the kohen would do the mitzvah precisely, if he wasn't dressed properly, it's possible. He's not yotze the mitzvah. That's how precise the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash has to be. Interestingly, in Parshas Tzav, we find that even in the morning when he's doing Trumas Hadeshen, the special service that precedes all of the morning routine in the Beis HaMikdash, where he's taking out the ash from the previous day's karbanos, he's taking it off the mizbeach, so he wore different garments, but they also had to be precise. Even though, as the Mefarshim say, no one's there, no one sees him, it's just him and Hashem. But for both of those reasons, if you're alone with Hashem, you dress properly, and even for your own personal standards, your own pride of what you're doing, you dress properly. It's not just to impress others. It's that the mitzvah deserves the dignity. So again, when it comes to mechuser begadim in the Beis HaMikdash, that's so important that it's going to invalidate if it wasn't done. Minolon, the Gemara asks, how do you know that? Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Umatu ba Mishmei du Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, the Amar Kro. We tell you who said the statement, but it's based on a pasuk. The Chagarta Osam Avnet, Moshe will gird them with a belt, Aaron Uvanov, v'chavashta lohem migbaos, and wrap them as well with a headdress, with a hat, v'haysa lohem kuhuna l'chukas olam, and then it'll be kuhuna to them as a law forever. So the Gemara darshins, b'zman shebigdeyem aleihem kuhunasam aleihem, at the time that their garments are upon them, then they're considered kohanim to do the avoda. Ein bigdayam aleihem, but if they're not wearing their garments, ein kuhunasam aleihem, they're not considered kohanim to do the avoda. I'm adding the words to do the avoda because quite obviously they're still kohanim. They're not allowed to go into the cemetery, even though they're not wearing their garments of the Beis HaMikdash. It means the garments that you're supposed to wear in the Beis HaMikdash, if you're not wearing them, you're not a kohen as regards to the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. This pasuk is in Parshas Tetzaveh, which is where the description of these special garments is, and the description that Moshe is going to dress them, Aaron and his children, in these priestly garments. Now, the Gemara does go on and discuss another possible drasha as to how we know that lacking one of the garments is so serious from the word chukas. If we take a look at the Rambam, though, we will see that the Rambam is satisfied, so to speak, with the drasha that we have right over here, and that's the one that he describes. In the Laws of Kalei HaMikdash, Perek Yud Halacha Dalid, Mitzvah saseh lasos begodim elu, it's a mitzvah to do these garments, to make them. V'lios ha-kohen ovid bohem, and it's a mitzvah for the kohen to do the service wearing them. V'kohen gadol sheshimish bepachas mishmona begodim, if you have a kohen gadol who served with less than his 8 garments, o kohen hedyot sheshimish bepachas mi'arba begodim, or a regular kohen who did the service with less than the 4 required garments, who are nikra mechusar begodim. That's the case of mechusar begodim that's described in our Mishnah. He's missing a garment. Va'avodaso pesula, the law of such a case is that his service is invalid, it would have to be redone. V'chayev misa bidei shamayim, and it's considered liable for a heavenly punishment. We don't punish it in this world. The description is death in the hands of heaven. If a person did this purposely, it's a high-level offense, but it's a misa bidei shamayim, not a bezdin. And the Rambam adds in the word kizar, like a non-kohen, sheshimesh, who did the service. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chagarta osam avnet v'hoysa lehem kuhuna, you should put on the garments, and there should be to them the priesthood. Bizman shebigdeyam aleim kuhunasam aleim, when they have the garments on them, then they're considered kohanim as far as the avoda goes. Ein bigdeyam aleim, ein kuhunasam aleim. If they don't have their garments, they're not considered kohanim. Ela harehem kizorim, they're like non-kohanim. V'ne'emar, and we know there's a pasuk, v'hazara korev yumos, and a non-kohen who comes close to do the avoda shall die. And that drasha, that comparison, is what our Gemara outlined regarding mechusar begadim. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.